Hello and welcome to the Poetry Exchange. I'm Fiona Bennett.
And I'm Michael Schaefer. Welcome back, Happy New Year. It's lovely to return to the Poetry Exchange this year.
This month's episode features a fantastic conversation and the title of the poem itself is Return.
Now, I know you and I, Fiona, are maybe guilty every month of saying we've got a really exciting episode for you this month. However, I must say, this is the first international exchange we've done. So you were here in London and our visitor was in Athens and we did it over Skype and it seemed to work really well. So it is really exciting and opens up a whole new world, quite literally, of possibilities for how we can do this work.
Exactly so. And I must say, Michael, that I did have a bit of trepidation about whether the conversation would be possible. Usually when we meet people, there's such a feeling of atmosphere in the room and that's all part of it. And I just thought, will it just all go a bit sort of interview-like, I suppose, as opposed to conversation? That's what I was worried about. But actually, that just wasn't the case at all. And in fact, it very much felt like we were, I don't know where I was, in fact. I mean, I was in many places during the conversation. It was wonderful.
This poem, the place of this poem in our guest's life, the part it has played in his life is extraordinary. It really seems to have been a catalyst for a life change that has remained with him for nearly 40 years, 35 years, something like that. I don't know if we've ever had somebody talk to us about a poem that has changed their life in quite such a dramatic way. And on top of that, it's sexy and romantic and sensual. It's really quite an episode this month.
So you'll be listening to myself and John Prebble talking about Return by Cavafy, the poem that's been a friend to John.
Right, okay.
How are you doing
can
there?
Still hear me okay?
We can hear you
really
beautifully.
Well.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if you could start by reading it for us, John.
Okay. Return often and take me, beloved sensation. Return and take me. When the memory of the body awakens and old desire again runs through the blood, when the lips and the skin remember and the hands feel as if they touch again. Return often and take me at night when the lips and the skin remember.
Wow. That was just amazing. I'm just curious about what happened in that instant of you thinking of this poem?
Well, I instantly thought of Cavafis, actually, because I have about 5 or 10 poems which are favourites, and I might choose any of them. But this was, in fact, the first poem I read by Cavafis. It was sent to me at a crucial moment in my late youth back in 1981. So this was my introduction to Cavafis at the tender age of 20. And there are several ways, I guess, you can look at this poem. It's a love poem. It's romantic. It's sensual, of course. The Greeks would say it's erotic. Eros, erotiko, the word erotiko in Greek is the love between lovers rather than the love, say, between a mother and child or a father and child. There's another word for that love, which is agape. So it's all of these things, but it's also a poem which affected me deeply when I first read it. And as I said, it was sent from someone who was and still is very dear to me. And however, over the years, you also see the poem working in other ways as well. There are several layers, I guess. One is Greece, or if we're talking about Cavafy, of course, he only visited Greece 4 times. He wasn't, although he's Greek, his base, of course, was Alexandria. But let's say the southeast Mediterranean, that's one layer which influenced my life to come after this time, having read this poem. And another layer, I guess, is age. As you get older, this poem is also about feeling. Again, the second line has the word, it begins, return often and take me. It's an imperative. He's addressing something. And what's that something? It appears in the second line. Return often and take me, beloved sensation. Well, he's addressing sensation. The Greek word here is aesthesis, as in aesthetics. Agapimeni aesthesis, beloved feeling or sensation. So aesthesis, I suppose, in Greek is not simply a bodily sensation, although I should stress this poem is about bodily sensations, but one can project onto other layers of meaning, I guess, or I do as well, especially as you get older, you tend to perhaps project maybe less of the erotic and more of some other ones sort of gathered and amassed experience, the way we react to things, the our ability to feel and to sense and react to and enjoy or be swept up by experience or whatever happens to us in life. I like this translation we have here. It's by Ray Dalvin. It was made back, I think, in the late 40s. It's among the first translations of Cavafy. What I found interesting as I looked at this and as I look at the translation, of course, after being here many years and speaking Greek and being a translator myself, what I recall is when I first read this, I loved the translation. Now, as I look at it after 36 years, I find it difficult to enjoy the translation when I've got the Greek in front of me. But obviously, I enjoyed it when I was younger, when I just understood the English. So I have to think of that and remember that and realize that it works. Or it certainly worked on me. It changed my life, among other things.
You obeyed it. I mean...
Yes, I guess so. Yes, it was a command, not simply the imperative.
Well, that's where I was going to be so cheeky as to ask about where you were when you received it.
I was back in rainy London. It came through the post. I got it with a volume of poems. In fact, I got it with a volume of other poems, but this was added as a separate sheet of paper written out. I almost wept when I read it. It was a very intense moment for me. I'd returned from a long vacation traveling around Europe and in Greece, and I'd met lots of people who I kept in touch with afterwards, but in particular the person that sent me this poem, who by the way is still my partner in life. So for me then it brought a lot of intense emotion and feelings and longing, I guess, to go back, to return, as it says, which ultimately is what I did. I've been out here ever since.
Return often and take me. Beloved sensation, return and take me. When the memory of the body awakens and old desire again runs through the blood, when the lips and the skin remember and the hands feel as if they touch again. Return often and take me at night, when the lips and the skin remember.
I wonder whether, I mean, we have this in the project, we talk about, you know, the invitation is to talk about a poem that's been a friend to you. And I wonder if, in some ways, if Cavafy, you know, often that also translates as being a poet that's been a friend to you. Do you feel, you know, the way you talk about him and his work and the tone of his work and the appreciation, it feels like he has a real presence for you?
Yes, I think you're right to say, as a poet, he's been a friend to me, and I'm sure he's been a friend to very many people who read his poems. He never seems to have the obvious reaction to things, whether it's in his love poetry or his so-called historical poems or his more philosophical, epigrammatic poetry. I often open up his volume of poems. In fact, there's a recent edition came out in English, but it has a parallel text. And the important thing about this edition, it's in the Oxford World's Classics. It's a translation by a man called Evangelos Sakperoglu. It also has the Greek text. I've got it here.
Ah.
The Greek text is important in this edition because it's gone back to the original printed copies that Kavafi sent out to people. And Kavafi does actually have his own certain spelling conventions, which are quite important, and people look at these in the Greek text, which were somewhat ignored in even the official editions of his poems. So in fact, in my opinion, this is the best edition of the Greek poems at the moment, of the Greek text. I don't deny that I'm pedantic about, I like to check on the spelling and things like that. The punctuation sometimes is terribly important, but it's also important in the way it's translated. Some of these things just are untranslatable. So, okay, that's a problem with translating poetry, is that you're going to lose a certain percentage. The ambitious translator will try not to lose, you know, too much of it. You're going to lose something, though. That's inevitable, but as long as you can save, say, 80% of what the poem's doing, whether it's the sound or the feeling or the emotion, whatever, you can be satisfied as a translator if you've managed to transfer, you know, a certain block of what that poem was doing into the other language. But it's unrealistic to expect it to translate everything. Perhaps.
Would you like to read it to us in the Greek, John?
I would, yes. Επέστρεφε συχνά και παίρνε με. Αγαπημένη αίσθηση, επέστρεφε και παίρνε με. Όταν ξυπνά του σώματος η μνήμη και επιθυμία παλιά ξαναπερνά στο αίμα. Όταν τα χείλη και το δέρμα ενθυμούνται και αισθάνονται τα χέρια σαν να αγγίζουν πάλι. Επέστρεφε συχνά και παίρνε με τη νύχτα όταν τα χείλη και το δέρμα ενθυμούνται.
Lovely.
Wow.
I'd be interested to know what that sounded like, because it's difficult to know what a language sounds like when you understand the words. If you don't understand the words, you have a clearer appreciation of its sound without the meaning behind it.
I think even if I hadn't read the English, I'm imagining obviously this, but even if I hadn't heard it in English, I would have heard the urgency of it. Yeah, the calling out of the poem, you know, the calling out to someone or to something, depending on how you take the sensation aspect of it. And yes, I think I would be thinking that was a calling out of an erotic rather than a, for example, political nature. But that might just be your reading.
It was pretty sexy, I have to say. I'm just, you know. How does it live with you now?
To me, it's perhaps when I read it now, it has a more melancholy tone. It's more about lost desire and lost intensity. That's how I tend to look at it now, or it's certainly a desire for this to resurge and revive in the person. the end of the first six lines says, "And the hands feel as if they touch again." There's something sad about that. It's reaching out to youth, to intensity of feeling and emotion.
The other kind of layer of connection that I'm getting from it or making with it is not just the way that age can numb our sensation, but all forms of stripping us of our full feeling, of our full capacity to feel, other things that make us numb, whatever they are, whether they're age or other ways of the world.
Well, the poem, I actually, just before we spoke, I counted the words because I thought, how many words are in this poem? In the Greek, it's 49 words. The English version is 55. But in those 49 words, it begins with this imperative, return, come back. It's got words such as body. It's got the word desire. It's got memory. It's got sensation. It's got the blood, lips, skin. It's got remember. It's got touch, flow, feel. It's full of the body, feelings, and almost all our sensory experience is crammed into these 49 words.
I don't know if this is possible, but given the kind of lifelong relationship that you have with the poem, is there anything you can say about what kind of a friend this poem is to you?
I would say, taking later years, and I went through a phase which I would describe as not very poetic years. I found it harder to read poetry. I would say that this poem and other poems by Cavafy helped me to keep and hold faith in poetry, and poetry that touches my heart. Because I guess we can read poetry for many reasons. People read it academically as well. We read it in order to analyze it. But ultimately, we need to read poetry to be stirred into feeling and thinking, and perhaps in a way to keep the old desire running through the blood, as it says in the poem here. That's what poetry is really about. And Cavafis and this, I think, helps me keep my faith in poetry. So, what more could you want from a friend?
Return. Return often and take me. Beloved sensation, return and take me. When the memory of the body awakens and old desire again runs through the blood, when the lips and the skin remember, and the hands feel as if they touch again. Return often and take me at night, when the lips and the skin remember.
That was John Prebble with the reading of Return by Cavafy, translated by Ray Dalvin. Thanks very much to the other John, our first long-distance visitor to the Poetry Exchange, for taking the time to share that wonderful conversation with us, and indeed for allowing us to share it with all of you. You'll find the full text of the poem on the description page, along with a link to the Cavafy archive, where you can find out more about this wonderful poet, his life and his work. Now that we've discovered that it's entirely possible to do the Poetry Exchange long distance, we'd really like to invite all of you, wherever you are listening, to get in touch via the website and the contact page there And if you've got a poem that's been a friend to you and you'd like to have a conversation with us about it, just send us your details and we'll get in touch and set that up. The podcast is and always will be free. One thing you can do to help us is to give us a rating or a review on iTunes. And if you're on Twitter or Facebook, to share any particular episodes that you've enjoyed listening to. We'll be back next month with another episode. Until then, thank you for listening.